On Wednesdays, our business news focuses on the workplace. Today, the AFL-CIO looks ahead. The AFL-CIO is meeting in San Diego this week for the first time since last summer's dramatic split. Some unions quit the group and took 4 million members with them. Now, the still huge Labor Federation is moving ahead, and NPR's Frank Langfitt joins me to talk about what that means exactly. And Frank, what is the AFL-CIO trying to do with this meeting, and what has happened so far?
Well, Renee, as you know, it's been a brutal year for the AFL-CIO, and the group's just trying to put it behind them. You know, they lost nearly a third of the members when the service employees, the Teamsters, and two other unions left. And the groups had to slash budget and cut staff by about 100 people. Now they say they're just trying to focus and get some momentum. The most significant thing so far at the San Diego meeting is this partnership they announced with the National Education Association, or the NEA. That's the nation's biggest labor union. It has 2.8 million members, mostly teachers. And this agreement would allow NEA affiliates to work on the ground with the AFL-CIO. They could work on political campaigns or together for better labor contracts. And this would help the NEA, but it would really benefit the AFL-CIO because they can use the members and they can certainly use the dues.
And is this a merger between the two groups?
No, the NEA has always been really independent. It's just an agreement to cooperate, and each NEA local can decide what it wants to do for itself. Right now, nobody really knows how much of an impact it's actually going to have.
You know, the unions now represent only about 12% of the American workers, and that's way down from just a couple of decades ago. And the split this last summer was over a difference in strategy on how to turn that number around. Anything on that there in San Diego?
Yeah. The dissident unions quit because they wanted to put more money towards organizing new members. The AFL-CIO says organizing is important, but it's focusing more on electing pro-labor candidates. They think if they can change labor laws, it'll make it easier for them to sign up more union members. So in San Diego, leaders voted to spend $40 million on political mobilization for this year's election. That's the most they've ever spent in a midterm, and they plan to do it even with the recent budget cuts. They're going to use some of the money, they say, by cutting their payroll and shutting down their magazine. And for the election, they're promising a big get-out-the-vote and education drive in swing states like Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Frank, thanks very much.
I'm happy to do it.
NPR's Frank Langfitt.